Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello and welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, your weekly pod to help you earn, save and make more money. My name is Michelle Baltazar, Editor-in-Chief here at Money Magazine. Thank you for joining us. Today, we will talk about one of my favorite topics. It is a new trend. It's called the Bank of Mom and Dad. Now, not a day goes by without news about the rise of the cost of property prices. Housing affordability is like at its lowest levels. But fortunately for many aspiring homeowners, their parents are more than happy to help. Hence, the family bank called the Bank of Mom and Dad. But this can be quite dangerous when you don't know how to deal with the emotional aspect of lending money. So our special guest today is going to unpack everything that you need to know about being comfortable around this idea of borrowing from your parents, and conversely, for parents to feel comfortable lending to their kids. So with us is the founder of ChipKey, the platform that formalizes, legalizes, and manages friends and family loans. So not just mom and dad, your friends too. Her name is Michelle Lomas. Michelle, pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
So I'm always excited about meeting a female startup founder, and that's what you've done with ChipKey. Tell us very quickly, what is it about and why did you decide to, you know, start it?
So ChipKey, very excited to talk about it today. It's brand new in the market and we're really, really proud of what we've built. So ChipKey is essentially a platform that makes it easy for friends and family to lend money to each other. What we've done is taken all of the aspects of professional lending, everything from, you know, legally binding contracts to management platforms, dashboards, even automated communication and automated payments. And we've thrown that into ChipKey. So that's really easy if you've decided to enter into an agreement together to feel safe and comfortable knowing that that loan is going to be completely managed and you've got that peace of mind with the contract too.
Wow. So it formalizes this idea of lending informally to your, you know, to your family members or friends.
Yes.
So why is this such a big deal now to do that? I mean, in the past, we've done this, you know, lend $10,000 here, maybe lend $1,000 here. But this time around, it's different. Why is that?
Yeah, look, it's a really interesting space that we're living in right now. We've got, obviously, cost of living is really high, inflation's high, and the cost of property particularly is astronomical, right? And so for us, general millennials, as I am myself, it's becoming increasingly harder to get that leg up in the property market, to build the business that you want to build, et cetera. And so we are leaning into our parents to help us a lot more. So interestingly, just when we talk about Bank of Mum and Dad for property, that boom has grown. It's a huge amount, right? We were talking about 14 years ago, only 12% of Australians were borrowing for Bank of Mum and Dad for their first home. We are now estimated at 70% of first homeowners.
Yes.
Huge jump. We've now moved from that being the minority to the majority. And that is only going to grow, right? The reality is the world that we're living in right now, it is too hard to make it on our own. And we need mum and dad to help us. And hey, they got it. They're flush with cash. They had a great time buying property
right?
in the 60s and 70s. It's all good, right? And they're happy to help.
They're very proud to say, hey, I bought this for X thousand dollars and now it's like 5.6 million. It's like, hey, they are flushed with equity that you can use to fund your first property, for example.
That's right.
Yeah. So just to repeat what you've just said, we've gone from roughly 1 in 10 borrowing from their mom and dad to now 7 in 10.
Yes.
That is huge.
It's huge. And it's not just that either. So since we launched the platform, we can see what people are borrowing and for what. We're seeing, you know, people borrowing for their businesses. For instance, we've got a young woman who owns a florist. She wants to grow her business. She needs a new van for delivery. So she's borrowed money for that. We've got a young guy who's borrowing money for his trip to Africa. And so Bank of Mum and Dad doesn't just extend to property, although we seem to be talking about that the most. It also extends to other areas of our lives where we need it most.
Yes. Now, before ChipKey, we are now going to define our world BC and AC, right? Before ChipKey, the tools available to someone borrowing from mom and dad would be an Excel spreadsheet, maybe
An expensive lawyer to write a contract for us.
Correct.
Yes.
An expensive lawyer. And I've seen this happen with a friend of mine regarding equity split between the kids and using that to buy a property. So that's what we've got at the moment. But with ChipKey, what can you do?
So with ChipKey, I think the biggest value to anybody listening today or entering into any sort of agreement is our legally binding contract. So there is a huge risk involved lending money anytime, anywhere, right? And particularly when it comes to friends and family, we've all heard the horror stories. Obviously, they get bigger horror stories because they're with people we love. So they feel harder and they feel, you know, when we hear those stories, they feel a little bit more emotional, right? But the risk is obviously that that money doesn't get paid back or it's perceived as a gift. And so those legally binding contracts, what they do is make sure that everybody is on the same page. There's no ambiguity about when am I going to get paid back? Are we doing it in installments? Is there interest involved? When do I expect full payment of that loan received? And overall, there's no ambiguity as well of whether it's a gift or a loan. And so that's the main thing that we do, which we think has the highest value. Apart from that, the platform fully manages the loan. And so you can choose to do it manually, which is a completely free version. Anyone can jump on there straight away and they can use the platform to manage their loan. And what that does is track all the repayments. You can request a holiday if you can't pay for that installment, whether it's a week or a month.
I love it, the mortgage holiday.
The mortgage holiday. We all need a little break sometimes, right? So you can request holidays through the platform and that's all managed. And obviously the timeline adjusts to that holiday as well. And all the communication is managed as well. Because we all know we don't love the awkward chats. And so what ChipKey does is remind people there's a payment due. We can also automate that. So if you want ultimate peace of mind for an upgrade, we can connect your accounts together and automatically those transactions will happen. So you never have to think about making a repayment. You never have to think, oh God, I've missed that. And there's no constant communication back and forth because it's all done automatically.
Mm-hmm. And how much would that cost? It's a paid agreement to use this feature.
So to use the automated feature is if you want to pay by month, it's $9.95 a month plus transaction fees. Or if you want to pay a year in advance, it goes down to $5.50 a month plus transaction fees. Worth noting, our contract is a one-off contract. So it's $14.95, which quite frankly, I think is nothing compared to the peace of mind that you're going to get. And that little piece of paper that if something does go wrong, it can stand up in court. And you can say, this was a loan, this is what we agreed, and this is what I'm owed.
It's crazy how, and this is not a shameless plug for your business, Michelle, but it's like roughly $70 really for a peace of mind in that, which if you think about it, that just really helps you keep your relationship intact, if you like, because above all else, this is not about money. This is the relationship with your parents or with your loved ones.
It is. And look, this was something we really thought about. So before we launched the platform, I did some research. So come from a marketing background. I wanted to make sure before I, you know, set off on this big journey to build ChipKey that we were doing the right thing. We were building something that people needed. When we did the research, what we uncovered that was out of all the people who had lent money to friends and family, only 7% actually said that they felt really good about it. And that was because of the perceived risk. And there were three things that they perceived were the highest risk. Obviously, getting paid back their money, the breakdown to the relationship, and having those awkward conversations. And so it was really important for us as a platform to make it feel fun and friendly, obviously, and to demonstrate the positive aspects, because there are so many positive aspects of lending money and seeing your money help someone you love grow and that bond that you create together, but also giving them that peace of mind that everything's going to be okay, right? And there is this psychological aspect that happens when we put pen to paper and say, I'm agreeing to this, we're aligned, we're all agreed, we can put it to bed, we know exactly what we're doing, and you know, I'm gonna deliver what I promised, right? And everyone feels good about it. It's out in the open, we've talked about it, we've been really open and frank about it, and it makes people much more comfortable. So we definitely think going down this path rather than what is the more ambiguous path? Oh, don't worry about it. We'll talk about the payback later. You know, we'll talk about it in a couple of years when you're in a better place, you know, all of those things.
Ambiguity. It's don't worry about it right now. You're going through a very stressful situation. Let's talk about it in 2 years.
But this is what happens. That's kind of the risk that you take because you're not on the same page. And your perception of when I'm in a better space is very different to someone else's perception of when they're in the better space. For instance, that person's better space might be when I'm more financially secure, I've had my second child, I've gotten my pay rise, and I've done that Europe holiday I wanted to do. Whereas you might see the Europe holiday and go, well, hang on a minute, we talked about better space. That money's probably should be coming back to me, right?
Yes.
So that's why this is important.
So what I'm hearing from you, there are a couple of practical tips here for our listeners. Number one, definitely check out ChipKey just to see what options are out there instead of just an informal kind of conversation. Number two, be open about the conditions like the interest rate, time to pay back. So all of those can be customized.
They can be customized and you don't have to charge interest. Not everybody does, but those options are there for you if you want to go down that road as well.
Can you give us a couple of samples, like the kind of loans that has gone through ChipKey? I know that it's a fairly new app. You've only launched a couple of months ago.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I thought Bank of Mum and Dad would be kind of the biggest one, but that's only sitting around 15% of our loans at the moment. But obviously we're getting Bank of Mum and Dad loans. They're longer loans and they're larger loans. We're also getting a lot to do with general expenses. People just needing a little bit of a hand right now. Everybody's doing it tough. You know, things like home expenses, car repairs, et cetera. We do have quite a few coming in for business as well. So people leaning into mum and dad or friends and family to help them with their business and to grow their business. They might need, like I mentioned before, a new car or a new delivery van to grow. And holidays, that's a really big one that we're seeing, which is really surprising. But we are also seeing that as a general trend with Bank of Mum and Dad supporting sort of their younger 20-somethings to have that first amazing, you know, trip away by, you know, lending money for accommodation or things like that. So we're definitely seeing a bit in that space as well.
We all need a mental health break. So I would say yes to the holiday. And instead of it being a gift, right, and you want to do it in your own terms, then you can apply for a loan instead. So it's not turning into a holiday loan instead of a mortgage holiday loan. But I really want to talk more about this. We'd love to check in with you again a year from now and see, you know, what kind of profile are the new accounts that you're getting. But so far, 15% are genuinely using this to borrow money from their parents for that big purchase, which is the house or the unit that they want to move into.
Yeah, exactly. And they're all probably what I'd say is a lot of people are really leveraging for the contract component as well. Again, there is a lot of risk involved with whether it's a gift or a loan. And once it's documented, it's very clear that it is a loan. And of course, that safeguards the relationship. So we're really excited to see people using that and really adopting that. Certainly some of our research is saying that people aren't even aware when they're lending money that they should even be thinking about that. But of course they should. You wouldn't be lending $50,000 to just anybody and not having a contract. So it's really important you protect yourself, especially when it comes to family, because you're protecting that relationship too.
That's true. One quick question before you go. I want to ask you, how would the bank treat this money that's coming from the parents if they are not treated as a gift?
Yeah, look, this is a really interesting space and I'm no financial advisor. So I caveat this by saying, go get some financial advice if you're thinking about lending money to sort of pay for that home deposit. And the money that we're seeing passing through is not a small amount, right, to begin with. So on average, we're seeing across Australia around $45,000 to $50,000 is being lent or borrowed for that first home purchase from Bank of Mum and Dad. And in areas like, for instance, Sydney, which has got the highest property prices, it goes as high as $130,000. So we're talking about big, big money here, right? And essentially what happens and what we're seeing is Bank of Mum and Dad loans aren't specifically actually loans. About 30% of those are actually being classified as a gift because your lending power could potentially decrease from the banks if you disclose, obviously, that you're getting also a separate loan from Bank of Mum and Dad that you need to pay back. And so there is a lot of, I guess, grey area where it's being disclosed as a gift, even though it's being considered a loan, but it's not being actually documented as a loan. And then, of course, there's that risk if something does go wrong. If that loan does go on for some time, a few years, they forget it's a loan, life goes on and they forget to pay it back, right? And so it's really important to sort of sit down and agree on what's going to be the right approach at the very beginning, get some financial advice. But I mean, given the risks involved and the fact that the courts will automatically assume that it's a gift and you have to prove it's a loan if you want that money back, it is very hard to get that money back in court if you do not have that contract. So I would always defer on the side of put it in writing if you can. If you're really expecting that money back, put it in writing, because if you don't and things do go wrong, you've got a hefty court battle against you.
Well said. You heard that here. Put it in writing and have that peace of mind. Once again, thanks, Michelle, for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, before we go, if you enjoy listening to the Friends with Money podcast or this episode, please share it with your friends and family, especially if you're thinking about the bank of mom and dad. Got a finance question you'd like us to cover in future episodes? Drop us a line on podcast@moneymag.com.au. Until next, I'm Michelle Baltazar. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.